Hello, No BS. So I am coming here in a surprise live. So let me explain what we're doing today. Very often there are things that happen in the world. And I know that as a membership, it would be great if we talk about it first. And I give you some tools on how to handle them. And today is one of those days. So a surprise live is just where something happens and I want to come in and I want to help you process emotion or process the event as best I can. So today we are talking about Roe versus Wade came down. And the first thing that I want to say is this is not a discussion about beliefs. This is not a discussion about what side you are on. This is simply a discussion of there are things that happen in the world where we all are handed the exact same fact, and everybody has their own unique beliefs, their own unique opinions, and their unique things that go along with that. Inside of No BS, sorry, I got to clean my glasses. I'm trying to get in here so fast. I didn't even get my glasses clean so I could read. One of the things that I pride myself on inside of No BS is that we do not talk politics. We do not talk and debate sides and do that stuff. I like to keep No BS about the weight loss. That is why you are all here. So I just want to start everything off with, if you have opinions about this today, you are so richly entitled to them. Lord. But that's what your newsfeed is for, your own personal pages. Inside of No BS, what I want to do is always be the one to teach you how to be there for yourself and how to care for yourself. And that's what we're going to do today. And so we're going to talk about the three sources that we have for you, the things that we can do for you in the event that this is triggering for you. Now, I just want to say, everybody does have different beliefs. I was crying this morning before this even happened, so I'm likely to be highly emotional. We also have a longstanding history inside of No BS that anytime that we are having a No BS event, the world has a major event to go along with it. This is no exception. The reason why I'm so emotional is I've got over 1,000 women this week who have been training to do the Don't Stop Believing race. Many of them come into Nashville, and this is their weekend to prove to themselves that they can push through hard things, that they can overcome. And I also need to be there for the other 11,000 of you that are not going to be here this weekend with us. So I wanted to come on live before I go downtown, and I want to give you some resources and tools. And I want to talk to you a little bit about how you can process your emotion. And then I want to tell you how you can get some support if you are needing it. All right. So let's start with, can't believe I just fucking did my makeup. Literally just did my makeup. The four N's. This is always going to be the number one tool that you can use along with all the coaching that we do. So we always teach you there are things that happen in the world. You have thoughts about it. This is the think, feel, do cycle. If you would like to just refresh on the think, feel, do cycle, there is a couple places to go. You can go inside No BS module 2, especially if you're brand new. This is where we start introducing the concept of when things happen outside of us, our brain always tells its own personal story about it. And the way that we know that nothing is as it seems, or there's, I actually heard a quote this morning that there's no right or wrong. There's just right and left. We're all just making decisions on what we're going to do. And so your brain always creates a story around it based upon many things, your personal beliefs, things that you have heard, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, if I put a banana split down in front of all of you, every single person has a different opinion about a banana split. It's just like I spent the last 2 days with Missy from the community team. I've been training the community team on how to give y'all, we're calling it Lush All Day Service. And chocolate cake was there. Missy loves chocolate cake. I hate chocolate cake. Like, I just don't like chocolate, but Missy loves it. So we always have thoughts and stories based upon personal beliefs, personal likes, personal dislikes, things we've learned, things we've been told, all kinds of stuff. Then you have a feeling about it. Whatever your thoughts are will create the feelings inside of your body. And those feelings have you do or do not do things. So when you have a situation happen, very often for a lot of us, situations will trigger thoughts that we might not even hear. So that's why it's important inside of No BS, what we are trying to teach you at all times is how to get better at listening, because most of us are walking around with all of our thoughts just coming all day long. We have 60,000 of them all day long. They come fast, they come quiet, they come stealth, and they also come feeling very true. So we teach you that process so that if you are having thoughts that get in your way when it comes to weight loss, or when it get in the way of having the relationships you want in your life, or getting the promotions that you want in your business, raising your children the way you want, whatever it may be. We teach you this so that the more thoughts that you can hear, the more authority and empowerment you have over your emotional life. And when you have authority and power over your emotional life, that means you get to start showing up and doing in ways that you never thought you could. And that's why in No BS, so many of you lose weight for the first time, because you're like, wow, when I start changing how I think about me and the world, I feel more empowered. I feel more in control. Therefore, it's easier for me to say no at times. It's easier for me to say yes to my dreams, no to extra food. So I say all that because I think it's important when situations like this happen that we understand that that's the way things work. My job here is not to teach you to change how you're thinking today. Like, your personal beliefs are your personal beliefs. I honor that for all of you, all of you. I have friends on every side of Roe versus Wade, every side from hot to cold, in the middle, all very unique situations. And everyone is going to be triggered in a different way today. There will be people in our membership who cannot have children, and this is very triggering for them. The dream of their life has been able to have children. And when situations like this happen, it's just hard for them. Whether they agree with the ruling or not, it brings up stuff for them. Dreams that they can't have. For, you know, people like my mother, who was 17 and pregnant and faced with choice, this brings up stuff for her. It probably takes her back to when she was terrified. It didn't know what to do. It didn't know who to talk to. For our religious people, it's very triggering for them. It can be a great day for them, and they might want to eat over it because it's like something that maybe that's so ingrained in their personal beliefs. We all have different personal beliefs. At the end of the day, no matter what, I just want us always to be respectful of knowing that I am entitled to my beliefs, and I stand by them, and I love my reasons. That will always be your most empowered thought. So a lot of you are going to be triggered today in very different situations. And what I know about No BS, because we are weight loss, and I always tie this to our weight loss, no matter how this triggers you today, please don't eat over it. I say this every single time we have a traumatic event. Use it to learn how to process whatever feelings you're having, to be there for yourself. These are the events when we really want to say, like, I take my stand with me today. Today is the day that I practice self-love, self-care, and what I need. What do I need most? Now, if you do all of that thinking and chocolate cake is what you need most, I would much rather you eat chocolate cake, because you identified how you were feeling. You were there for yourself. You had a conversation about it. Then for somebody to say, fuck it, I can't handle my emotions. and just shut it off. The more we get to where we can be there for ourselves, the stronger we'll always be in life. So the first thing is the four N's. I just want to teach it one more time. I don't think I can teach it enough. Eventually, it's going inside No BS. We are working on getting it inside the actual No BS weight loss course. But for now, we have plenty of teachings on it everywhere. Number one, notice your thoughts. I just want you to notice your thoughts. I don't want you to change them. I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to be very aware. I am thinking these things. I think it's always important to practice noticing our thoughts. The second step is I want you to normalize your thoughts. Here's a question that you can ask yourself. Because a lot of times we'll have all these thoughts and we'll either judge them or we'll get really stuck in them or we'll have some like yuck around them or we'll just have thoughts, go straight to feeling and eating. So I was thinking about it this morning is what is a good way to help y'all understand normalizing? Why does this make sense that I feel this way? Like for me, I'm just really emotional. I was like telling myself, like I have all these thoughts. My thoughts are, oh my God, you know, my whole team is here. Our membership's going to need us. And, you know, what are we going to do? My brain went to panic and despair first. Like it always does. My brain does that. And that's how I normalized it. It's just like, you freak out every time something big happens. You always worry about these women. I just told myself, who are you kidding? This is who you are. This is what you do, and that's okay. That just made me feel better in that moment. It made me feel normal. It didn't make me feel like everything that was happening was coming at me. It gave me a sense of like, okay, now I'm in understanding mode. And sometimes that is enough to just get you out of everything that's going on in your head. So why does it make sense that I feel this way? The next step is to neutralize. When we neutralize, we'd say, what's factual here? So we just go back to facts, like what's actually happening. And the reason why we do that is so that we can understand, here are my beliefs, here are my stories, here's what's actually happening. And it's in my realm of empowerment to decide what to keep, what to massage, what to change if I want in any situation. Anytime that I can get y'all to slow your roll and feel a little better and more in control without even having to change any of our thoughts is a really good day. I don't change many of my thoughts anymore. My major thought these days is, here's what I'm currently thinking, and I am in control as to what I do with it. That right there has been one of the most empowering things that I have discovered in the last couple years. And I just want to share it with y'all. So the other thing for a lot of you who are very triggered, who may not be feeling very safe right now, and I know that there's a lot of you out there, a sentence that my friend, Cara Lowenthal, who does a lot of coaching around like feeling safe and stuff. She just puts her hand over her heart and just says, I'm safe right now. She just reminds herself, I am safe right now. And that for her brings her back to like a factual present state. It allows her nervous system to calm down when it's been activated and triggered. The last one is your next best thought or action. So the next best thought or action is, I came up with a list for y'all. Don't eat. Put a pause. Even if you feel like you don't know, like if you're going to eat or not, anything else, you can always put in a pause to just make sure that that is how you want to care for yourself. Is this how I really want to care for myself? Is there anything else I could do that would feel caring, that would feel relaxing, that would feel understanding or compassionate? Feel the emotion. I'm going to give you some resources on the next page. Talk to someone. You could write and journal. We have lots of lessons about journaling. If you go to Believe in Thoughts 2.0, there is a lesson on journaling. I know inside of No BS Module 2, there is a lesson on journaling. And reach out to people. And if my team is here, I believe some of you are, I am looking at a flip chart that I had from a while back. I cannot remember the coach. It might have been Heather or Yesenia was on that call. But I went through a 5-step process on understanding and working on your feelings. Maybe we can get that resource also. I'm going to grab it in a minute and talk through it. But if we know where that link is, that would be great. My team literally just got pulled out of... We are 1 hour away from the full team meeting to go over all of our roles for the Don't Stop Believing event, because we got over 100 women coming to town to race tomorrow in the hot fucking sun here in Nashville. So I know I'm asking y'all to scramble, but I know also what a great team y'all are. So here are some resources that we have for y'all. This is what I would highly recommend that you do. There is the Now process, and we have 2 flavors of it now. Inside of No BS Module 2, Unit 8 is the version where I walk you through the Now process. I believe there's even a worksheet that goes along with it, and you can listen to me help you do a body scan. The Now process is where you can feel the emotion and process the emotion without food. There's also entrusting your body, the Now plus Nurture process, where my best friend Jane put a little spin on the nurturing side of the Now process for all of you. We will get you links. I am getting links actively inside our membership right now to resources. I'll edit my post and put links to everything in it for y'all, so it'll be easy to find things. We also have another video. I believe it was when the war in Ukraine started, where I talked about processing traumatic events. This is another resource that you can go to and that you could use if you are needing it. And y'all, this is not just like any type of traumatic event. Maybe you've lost someone recently. Maybe you've been diagnosed with cancer recently. There are all kinds of things going on where we need these resources. And that's why we try to give you such a collection of resources inside No BS. We also just have the 4 ends. If you're like, hey, those 4 ends, I'd like to understand them at a little bit deeper level. We'll make sure we get you that so that you can do the 4 ends for anything that you're going through. And then I know some of you will want to talk to us or need some extra support and extra help. So this is what I want to tell all of you. This is one of those topics that it just is hard to have a conversation in a Facebook group that doesn't activate and trigger people, whether or not they post about it or not. What I would love for all of you to do, and what we are going to open up for all of you this weekend, is once you do some of this work, once you journal on it, once you process some emotion, if you need any extra help, I am pulling a few members of my team back from this weekend's event to just answer and support anything that you might need extra help with. So if you do need extra support, instead of going to Ask Coaches and instead of going to Facebook, you can email us at support@pnptribe.com. Just put in the subject line, coach help. And then we won't be able to get back to you in 5 minutes because we are also setting up an expo. We are going to be on a race course tomorrow, but I'm going to pull some people and we will get back with you and we will talk with you one-on-one this weekend. So if you do these things and you still need some help, please just email us at support@pnptribe.com. And one of our coaches, we've got 2 coaches pulled us to the side. Our customer support team knows who to send them to. We will be here and we will help you work through some of that. the last thing, let me show you this feeling thing. And then if my ass doesn't get down to the hotel, I'm going to miss my own damn team meeting to tell me what I'm supposed to do for the next 2 days. So let me get that. I knew I should keep this when I first did it. For some reason, my spidey sense is like, Craig, you're going to need this one day. And it, like, I've got a wall of shit that hangs up over there just in case. Processing feelings. Some of you might want to use this as an opportunity to feel some emotions that maybe you have notoriously been one to just eat over. And this is one of the times that you want to, take a step back and try to do it differently. One is just understand the feeling that you're wanting to work on. So just sit. This is the way that because I'm not always the best at identifying what emotions are going on inside my body. I've been working on it for a couple years because I'm usually just like, I'm happy or I'm sad, I'm pissed or I'm, you know, excited. Like I have about 8 emotions that I could identify in the beginning. Now I have a lot that I can, and it's because I really started doing it this way. Whenever I feel something, the first thing I do is I just go into my body and figure out how is my body feeling right now? Like, where is the emotion? Most of the time for me, the vast majority of my emotion is in my chest, my stomach, and my throat. Can always feel it through here. And I tend to clench my fists sometimes. I clench my teeth. So like, I just talk about this is what my body's doing. And then I try to put a name to it. So a feeling is always one word. And a trick, if you don't know what feeling you're having, because I think there is some power in actually being like, yeah, that's the feeling, rather than just guessing and hoping for the best. You can go to wordhippo.com, type in the words you think it might be, and it will give you a lot of words that are associated with that word. And a lot of times you can find like, oh, that's the one I'm actually feeling. I find that super helpful. I just hope that helps you. So know the one that you want to feel. The next one is to know the thoughts that are creating it. It's kind of like with that now process. Just understand the feeling that's going on in your body, the one that you're going to work on, and then write down some of the thoughts that are like it's probably because I'm thinking these things. So one thing that happens when you're doing this is your brain is already having to switch tasks from just feeling and thinking what you're thinking to being curious. Because now you're kind of like digging around trying to see what's going on. The third step is kind of like in the now process. It's like you need to understand the purpose behind it. This is one of the most powerful things that I've ever done for myself, which is like, why does it make sense that I'm feeling this way? You know, sometimes I don't know if y'all know, but I keep a picture of little Corinne on her desk. A friend of mine gave me this beautiful frame. It says, little Corinne, would I ever say that to her? My friend Rachel Hart gave that to me. So I think about my childhood. Very often, a lot of my feelings stem from things I heard or the ways that I was treated as a child or experiences I had as a young woman, even in my 20s. So I like to always try to think about making sense out of what, like, why would I feel this? It keeps me from judging myself for feeling certain ways. Then knowing our body when it feels it. One of the reasons why you want to drop into your body and identify like tight chestness, throat clenching, and those kinds of things is so that in the future, you know how a lot of times we feel like feelings hijack us? Like, oh my God, I started feeling this way. Next thing I knew, I was just eating. Or the next thing I knew, I was yelling. Or the next thing I knew, I was slamming the door and hiding in my bedroom, whatever it may be. Our body is like an early warning system. A lot of times the vibration is already happening in the body and it's happening for a little bit before we actually get to what we call the intolerable zone. So when you learn, when you use the now process, now plus nurture, when you drop into your body and stuff, you start getting early indicators. These days, I know that I'm getting angry before I've reacted. I now know that when I'm getting pissed, I my chest feels like a vice grip is on it. And whenever I get a clenched chest, I know I'm probably angry or I'm anxious as shit. And I'm probably anxious, getting ready to go to anger, because anger is easier to deal with than the thoughts creating my anxiety. So the last, and so when you do that, when you know how your body feels, it gives you more power in future situations. Then the last thing is just write about when I feel this emotion, start deciding what you're going to do next. Now, like, the ends and this work together really well, but this is like a good way to kind of practice stuff. But hi, like for me, I will tell all of you, when I'm angry now, when I notice what my body's doing, I have made an agreement with myself. I do not talk. I pause. Even if I want to yell, even if I want to say some douchey shit, I have gotten to the point now to where that is automatically what my brain tells me to do when I'm angry. Now, it took a lot of times of me getting angry and saying, like, you should pause. And I'm like, hell no. It is time to put a knot in somebody's tail. But these days, I have gotten to where I'm like, my brain says, you're going to want to pause. You're going to want to pause. And that is from a lot of studying myself on anger. Okay. That's what I have for y'all. So just take into consideration the stuff that I talked to y'all about. Again, you know, I just wanted to come live. I'm very thankful to my team. I had no clue what was going on in the world because I had to pack. I had to get ready. I was doing all the things, trying to get to the hotel, trying to say goodbye to my baby, all kinds of stuff. And the team started reaching out to me saying, like, hey, we have something going on in the world. We think the membership could hear from you. And so I'm here. We're all here for you. It's not just the Corinne Show. Our entire team is here. So use the stuff that we have for you inside NoBS. You are not alone. And then if you need to talk about this and you use this stuff, please email us at support. This is one of those things where we would like to keep our Facebook group focused on, what are we going to do about our weight loss? How are we going to process our emotions? How do we care for each other? All right. I couldn't read. First of all, I don't have my glasses on because I put them over here because I was crying so much earlier, but I can't read the comments, but I know my team is in there responding. But I will try to get a moment tonight after I get to the hotel to try to read through what's on the video and stuff. Y'all take care of yourselves, and please keep in your prayers the don't stop believing, whether you pray, whether you like high five to the energy, like karma levels, whatever it is, for the don't stop believing people who are racing all weekend all over the world. They have trained a long time. Some of them have already done their virtual race. Over 100 of them are coming to Nashville. We tried to pick the hottest fucking week that we possibly could. I'm very grateful to Mother Nature who cooperated. So anyway, those women have worked really hard. They deserve their weekend where they get to have their pride and they get to show themselves you can do something that you never believed you could simply because you put your mind to it and made a decision to do it. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.